Greyhound racing is being put under a fresh microscope by the government. The racing minister has launched a review into how well the sport is cleaning up its act. It comes after a review 3 years ago found 2,000 dogs were either killed or injured over just three seasons, recommending substantial reforms. But some want it to go further this time around. Harry Locke reports.
New Zealand is one of just seven countries globally which allows commercial greyhound racing. But it's a sport which has long come under criticism. The report from December 2017 found there were unacceptably high rates of dog euthanasia, high numbers of unaccounted for dogs, and low numbers of rehomed greyhounds. Deborah Ashton is the CEO of animal rights group Safe NZ.
Using animals in entertainment like this is pretty archaic in this day and age.
The report had 20 recommendations for the sporting body, Greyhound Racing New Zealand, to implement. Those recommendations targeted improving the sport's transparency and record keeping, ramping up inspections of kennels, and stopping so many dogs from being euthanised by looking to rehome them instead. But the racing minister, Grant Robertson, says he's unhappy with how the sport is tracking, and he's not satisfied that the recommendations are being implemented in a way that's improving animal welfare. Meanwhile, Associate Agriculture Minister Mecca Faetidi says a suggestion for more regular progress reporting went ignored by the body. But Greyhound Racing has rejected this. Their chairman, Sean Hannan, said in a statement while they were told they would be contacted about the suggestion, they have not ever received a formal request. But he says they welcome the review and is confident they are on track with everything they've been asked to do. The racing minister says if the review finds progress has not been sufficient, a fundamental look at greyhound racing could be required. Miss Ashton from Safe NZ says the solution is clear.
I think banning is the only answer here. You can't assure the welfare of those animals while they're racing around a track. They're going to get injured. When they get injured, they're going to get euthanised. We're a country of animal lovers, and I think most New Zealanders would say this is not okay.
The Green Party's animal welfare spokesperson, Chloe Swarbrick, has previously indicated she would submit a member's bill which would outlaw the sport. She says it has had time to clean up its act, but has continuously failed.
It was actually back in, I believe, 2006, when Winston Peters was originally the racing minister, that he instigated the Greyhounds as Pets Adoption Scheme. And still in 2017, when he then again was the racing minister, it was found that standards were still not up to scratch. And now, in 2021, we're still seeing that the greyhound racing industry is not up to scratch.
But Nationals racing spokesperson Ian McKelvey says a ban is not the answer.
No, I would have hoped we'd never get to that point. I think, as I said, Australia went down, or New South Wales went down that path. I came back from it because they felt they could provide tracks were safe and provided, opportunity for the industry to operate in a satisfactory manner. But I come back to the animal welfare standards in New Zealand. We have very good animal welfare standards, a very good animal welfare code in New Zealand.
The review will be headed by Sir Bruce Robertson, a former senior judge and the current chair of the Racing Integrity Establishment Board. It will be completed by August 1st. For Checkpoint, Harry Locke.